98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Today is the first day where wearing face coverings on public transport is mandatory. Yep, you wouldn't know it, but it is. However, there's one big snag, one huge problem. There are no laws in place to enforce this. So Irish, it really is. So you are required to wear a face mask on a bus, on a train, on a Lewis. But if you refuse, there's not much that can be done about it. You can't be fined. You can't be denied entry, at least at this very moment, until the government actually gets its act together and enforces it, or brings in powers to make it enforceable. I want to find out just where we stand on this whole thing. And Anne Graham is the CEO of the National Transport Authority, and she spoke earlier to News Talk.
What we're asking customers is to wear face coverings, and we're working on encouraging customers this week in particular just to have a face covering when they're travelling on public transport. And the reason is because we've been in a position to increase the capacity to allow up to 50% use our public transport. And so as public transport gets busier now, we will ask people to wear face coverings because it both protects other customers and public transport staff, and other people wearing face coverings protects them. So that's our campaign is starting today, is to encourage as many people to wear face coverings. It is now mandatory. We haven't got the means to enforce it at this stage, but that is coming. So that's why for this week and for the next week or so, we will be encouraging consumers and our customers to wear face coverings. We will be enforcing it at a later stage. It's likely that it will be enforced through fines. So if you're not wearing a face covering, there'll be a fine associated with not wearing a face covering. But that's something that's been worked on at the moment.
All right, there you go. So basically, the National Transport Authority are saying it is mandatory, but there's not very much we can do about it at this moment if you don't. But we are looking at bringing in fines to deal with this. But anyway, this morning on social media, a lot of angry commuters posted on Twitter. Shauna wrote, "I'm the only person on Dublin bus with a mask on. Is it not mandatory?" Mary wrote, "How is the mandatory wearing of face masks being controlled? I'm currently on the 83 bus and not even half of those on board are wearing them. Will you be prevented from boarding if you don't have a mask?" As we just heard, in theory, yes, but in practice today, no. Stephen wrote, "Was on your service this morning." This was directly aimed at Dublin Bus. "Was on your service this morning and there was maybe two or three out of 40 odd people with face masks on." So people are confused and annoyed, and I would like to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. David is a bus driver, and he says this morning on his bus there wasn't much mask wearing.
Dublin bus driver here.
Oh, sorry, you can barely hear him. Hang on there for one second. Hang on, I'll bring him back to the start.
Dublin bus driver here this morning. On my bus, around 60 to 70% of the people didn't bother with a mask. So there you go. Love the show. Cheers.
Thanks very much indeed. So there you go. But obviously he's not in a position to say you're not getting on the bus. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98, 0877 98 98 98. Eugene, you were on the bus and the Lewis this morning.
That's right.
And didn't wear a face mask on either.
No, I didn't. And the three other people at the bus stop, their wait to get on the bus, didn't have any face masks on either. And walking on the bus, nope. I saw maybe one person with the face mask on.
Okay, now we know there's been an awful lot of talk over the last couple of days about how this is going to be, this is mandatory. It's mandatory as of today, and you are to wear face coverings. Did you not hear that message? No?
I'll be honest, I wasn't even aware of it.
Really?
Really.
So you haven't heard any conversation over the last number of days?
I've heard they were going to try to bring it in mandatory, but I haven't heard the date or time or anything like that, no.
Okay, now the theory is that it's mandatory from today. Will you do it tomorrow?
No, I won't. I'm not comfortable wearing the mask at the moment, at the present time. It's just a personal choice. I've had bad experiences with the mask in the previous job. And that would be the only reason why I won't be doing it.
You won't be doing it?
Nope.
So what are you going to do? How are you going to get the bus or the Lewis or whatever?
I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Okay, because we do understand that the government is...
You said there, if they haven't found a way to fine you.
No, it's not that they haven't found a way. It's just because of the upheaval in the government over the last couple of days, they haven't actually brought in the powers, but they will do this week. So theoretically, by next week, it will be not only mandatory, but you will be able to be fined if you don't have a face mask on. So then what will you do?
I suppose the loophole around that would be to have a face mask on you, but not wearing it on you.
Why would you want to do that when everybody else is eventually going to row in with this?
Like I said, if I have to, I'll cycle to work then.
You'll cycle to work?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You won't have to wear a face mask on your bike. Do you not agree with the idea behind this? Because as of today, more people were allowed on the buses and the trains than the Lewises. They're allowed up to 50% capacity now as opposed to 20%. Do you not get the reason for the face masks?
I do. It's obviously for our own health and safety. A lot of people have underlying conditions which won't help their conditions.
And those people, I understand, with medical clearance will be able to avoid wearing it. So are you somebody who just can't wear one?
Not comfortable wearing one.
So
In a previous job where I did have to wear it, under a construction job, obviously due to a lot of dust and debris, I couldn't breathe with it on. So I actually had to step out of the area of where and take the mask off. And wait.
Okay, and I'll be honest with you, none of us likes wearing them. Do you know what I mean? We're not used to it. And one of the ones you were using in construction was probably one of those really heavy ones, and I know the type that they use in construction.
Yes, it was.
You can go and get a cotton one, and I have one myself, and it's much easier to breathe. It's not.
It was, but genuinely, I actually haven't tried any whatever reusable cotton one, that are available at the moment in all pharmacies or wherever. But just genuinely, I'm just not comfortable wearing one.
Mm. I'm not comfortable myself, I'll be honest. I don't like them. I prefer not to. But I know if I want to get on the bus, I'm going to have to wear one. So you're going to get it on your bike?
If I have to.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Eugene. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text, you can WhatsApp, you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Martin wore one yesterday while out shopping, and he actually felt a little bit out of place.
Oh yeah, Martin here. Just me and my girlfriend were out shopping for a little bit of furniture yesterday, and before we went into the shops, we actually went to three different shops. Before we went in, we said, look, we'll wear our masks. And I think there's about 20 or 40 people kind of between all the shops, and nobody was wearing masks, not even the elderly people. And we actually felt really out of place and felt like taking the masks off us. So I'm guessing that's kind of why people don't wear them. They just feel a bit out of place because it's not everyone's not wearing them, so... Well, thanks.
All right, and Martin, I kind of agree with you. I was out and about myself yesterday and didn't see many people wearing them. And then the ones that were wearing them, I saw one old man in a shop yesterday, and I was about to say it to him, but I couldn't bring myself to it. Anyway, he was wearing it around his chin, which is would achieve nothing, sir. You are not going to prevent the spread or the contraction of the virus wearing it around your chin. And he was. I kept passing him in the shop and he constantly had the thing around his chin. I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. If you were on public transport today, were you wearing a mask? Were other people wearing a mask? Did anybody look crooked at you for wearing a mask or not? Carmel, you were on the 45A this morning.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, yes, Carmel.
How are you? And I was on the Dart as well from Bray into Dublin City.
Okay, so tell me about the bus, firstly.
Well, I have about 12 passengers. There was two of us wearing masks.
Okay, and that's not a very high hit rate, yeah.
And the Dart, it was about 50-50.
Right, so there were more people on the Dart wearing them than there was on the bus.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm just bemused and bewildered listening to people talking about why they shouldn't wear them. I mean, to me, just be a responsible adult. You don't have to wait for the government to tell you to wear a mask to know that...
Unfortunately, we've had advice for weeks to wear masks on public transport. I think people literally need a gun to their head before they'll actually do it.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't get it. It's a bit like, I mean, I'm old enough to remember when the seatbelt wearing became compulsory.
Mm.
And people complain about a nanny state. Well, then behave like a bloody adult. I mean, if anybody is listening to the news, which people, I think, have become obsessed with the news for right reasons, listening to, you know, the safest ways that we can, you know, protect ourselves and others. And, you know, Luke O'Neill, who's somebody who has impressed me greatly.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Trinity. And Luke has, in a very sort of straightforward, easy manner, has constantly demonstrated and discussed why it's a good idea to wear it. So, I mean, I'm no expert. But I hear this guy telling me, look, this is going to protect particularly other people. So why not just do it? And if I could just say something as well, there is an awful lot of charities who, because of the COVID, have lost, you know, the ability to be able to fundraise. You know, you can also do two good things, and you can buy face masks from many of the charities mm-hmm. that are making them. But it's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned.
And like I said, it is mandatory as of today, but with no enforcement powers. And that seems to be the problem here, that until the government actually legislates for this, until somebody stands at the bus stop when you're getting on the 45A with a gun to your head to say, put the thing on, bus drivers have no power to say, I'm sorry, you can't get on this bus. That's the problem.
It is, yeah. But again, as I said, it is really up to people themselves to make the right decision.
Mm.
Like, it's either right or it's wrong. And in this case, it's right. And obviously, there are many people who, because of maybe health issues or whatever, are not in a position to be able
and
to wear
and that's
mask.
Fine.
And that's fair. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. But for those of us that can, I mean, I've been wearing the mask. I've bought lots of different masks, many of which from different charities. And, you know, it's not an issue, you know, and who cares that you go into the shop and you're the only person out of 30 people that are wearing it? Well, then you're the only one maybe that has a bit of cop on. Like, it isn't rocket science. It is a no-brainer. If you wear it, you're actually helping other people.
Hmm.
You may have the virus, but you've no symptoms, as has been discussed many times before. So you're actually protecting other people. So it's just about, you know, just try and do the right thing. Like, it's not that difficult, to be honest. You know, you wear the mask, go into the shops, wear the mask, go on the bus, go on the Dart, go on the Lewis, and just wear your mask. And to hell with what
and I said already, you know, they're not particularly comfortable to wear. No, none of us really like wearing them. But this is, we're looking at the bigger picture here.
Absolutely. I mean, look at, like, it's not, as I said, it's not rocket science. And at the end of the day, you know, I will take advice from the people that I consider to be the experts, like Professor Luke O'Neill. I mean, it's like you have a problem with your plumbing in your house. Well, the plumber comes in and tells me, this is what we need to do here. He's the expert, so I'll take my advice from him or her.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Carmel. She's basically saying, please wear them. There's no reason not to, but yet on the 45A bus this morning, there was two people wearing them. Carmel happened to be one of them. And then on the Dart, it was about 50-50, but 50% of people still not wearing them, even though, as of today, it became mandatory. Now, Savannah, you actually took to social media earlier on to give out about what happened to you. Tell me what happened.
Hi, yeah, I went on to the bus this morning. The 27 pulled up and there was an elderly person in front of me getting on, and obviously she had a mask on, and then I went to step on. The bus driver just said, hold on a minute, where's your mask? And I just said, look, I don't have one today. Normally I do have one. And I said, look, today I don't. And he was like, well, tough, I can't let you on. And I was like, but I need to go to work. Like, and he was like, well, sorry, try the next bus. Then luckily another bus pulled up behind him. And I said straight away, look, I don't have a mask, but can I get to work? Like, and he said, yeah, sure. So totally two different attitudes from two different bus drivers.
And it seems, and I've heard a lot of this today, you know, one bus driver is a bit anal about it, another bus driver couldn't have cared less, and there doesn't seem to be any proper guidance. As a matter of interest, Savannah, why didn't you have a mask?
I just kind of ran out of them. And normally I do have one, but today I didn't by chance. But I didn't think it would be a problem. Now, I know it was encouraged, and I totally agree with masks being encouraged on public transport, but I don't think it's fair to refuse someone service because they don't. Because for all he knows, I could have a breathing difficulty and I probably can't wear a mask, you know, that way.
I know, and that, all of that needs to be clarified over the... For people to go along with this, it needs to be clarified that if you've got a breathing issue or whatever, that you don't have to wear one. But how do you just go up to a bus driver and go, oh, I have an awful breathing issue? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know how they're going to get around all of that.
Yeah, I just thought it was really unfair. Now, the next bus I got on, then he let me on, and I would say 2 out of 20 people had a mask on.
Yeah, so it was very, very small.
Totally different then.
But you agree with the whole principle of face masks being mandatory?
I don't know about being mandatory. I do think they should be encouraged.
But you see, if they're not, they have been encouraged for the last few weeks, Savannah. And as you saw yourself today, people aren't wearing them.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a personal choice, and there is some people out there that, you know, they don't find them comfortable or they have breathing difficulties. Fair enough, you don't want to wear it. But I think if you can, just wear it for the sake of your journey. Now, as soon as I got off the bus, then I ran into Dia's and I bought 3 just like reusable face masks. You know, the cloth ones?
Yes, I do, yeah. So, and they're actually, I have a few of them, and they're not actually that uncomfortable to wear.
No, they're not that bad. It's just my...
It's just weird. It is weird.
Yeah. It's just my luck that I didn't have one. And it was weird to see one bus driver was very relaxed and one was very, like, you know, anal about it. So I don't know if they're all receiving different training or if it's up to their own discretion, like.
All right. Thanks for your call, Savannah. Will you wear one tomorrow?
I definitely will, yeah.
Or you even have them to wear today on the way home or whatever, yeah. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. And Niall is a little bit annoyed listening to this.
How are you, Adrian? Just that last caller that phoned in about not wearing the mask on the bus because you're just not comfortable with it. He's the reason why half the world is the way it is. You know what I'm saying? It's totally wrong. He's just being irresponsible and being ignorant to the fact that this virus is still out there. You know, we all have to pull together and work together and sacrifice a few things to get things done. All right, cheers.
All right, thank you, Niall. I mean, the question has to be asked. If you want to go on an aeroplane over the coming months, you will have to wear a face mask. Are you going to refuse to wear one on the plane? You just won't get on. And I think that's probably where we're going with this. And the bus driver that Savannah met this morning is going to be a typical bus driver because he will be told you're not allowed to let them on the bus if they don't have a face mask. Dave, you're on 98FM. How are you, Dave?
Hi, Adrian. How's it going? How's things?
Good, thanks, Dave. Now, again, on the bus this morning and...
Yeah,
how many?
There wasn't... About 5 people, 6 people were in the bus I travelled in this morning. I was about 6:10 this morning.
Right.
I was sitting downstairs and I was witnessed guys get off. There was, I was getting off. About these 10, 15 people got off wearing no masks.
Were you one of them that was wearing one?
I was wearing one. I would be classed as an essential worker. So I've worked through this. I haven't had time off. I've worked straight through all this. I just think it's a little bit disrespectful of people to do that. The people who, I know, I didn't put my life forward for this, but there's people who have literally, you know, done their bit for their country and kind of saved people's lives.
So, like I said, it strikes me that the only way people are going to wear a face mask on public transport is if you are refused entry to the bus or the
Maybe that has to happen, Adrian, for this pandemic to slow down, as your previous caller said. it just shows a lack of remorse or what the word is, but like even the driver wasn't wearing a face mask. I don't know if drivers have to wear.
I don't think they do, but they are behind the Perspex screen, so
I suppose so.
Having said that though, it does look a little bit odd for a bus driver to not have one and tell you you're not getting out.
You have to wear one, yeah. That's my point there.
It does seem a little bit odd, yeah. It's like, for example, Gardaí are allowed to use their mobile phone while they're driving. We're not.
So it's kind of similar.
But, okay, so as far as you're concerned, people need to start getting on board with this. And if fines have to be handed out, well, then so be it.
So, yeah, no entry to the bus either, because people who are essential workers are going to work and they need to get to their jobs and they need to get there safely.
All right, good to talk to you, Dave. Thanks very much indeed. Siobhan sent me this message. She's a little bit annoyed with Eugene who was on earlier.
Gobshite Eugene off the radio. I don't want to wear a mask because I don't feel comfortable. Well, then get onto your bike or walk to work. What an absolute idiot. That's why this country cannot get down to zero cases, because of people like him. Jesus, people like that make me so angry.
Oh, so I can hear, Siobhan. Thank you. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. We spoke about this before. We mentioned on the show that it becomes mandatory from today to wear face coverings on public transport. Yet from what I'm hearing, people just aren't bothering. So what do we do? Do we do what they've done in England? €100 fine? If you're caught on public transport without one on? Do we refuse people admission to the buses or the trains? Barry, we were talking about enforcement. Barry saw the Gardaí getting on board the Lewis today.
Okay, Adrian, sorry I can't come on there now. I was just driving here. I was coming past the Lewis stop there this morning and there was two Gardaí waiting to board the Lewis with face masks on, and I presume that they were just looking to try to enforce it somehow. So I wonder if they're mix-up somewhere along the way.
It's definitely a mix-up. It is mandatory from today, but the message hasn't gotten through. Bob has an idea for getting people to wear masks.
Howie lads, Bob here. How are things? Typical Irish, the Irish people won't wear them. You find all the foreign people and people that aren't Irish obviously wear them because you can see them in town and they wear them all the time. But I guarantee you put a Nike sign on that or a whatever sport sign on it, or Liverpool or Man United, and all the scangers will want to wear them. So that's what they should do. Put Man United or Liverpool or Nike or something that's trendy, and they'll all run out and buy them. That's what they should do. See ya, boy.
All right, Bob. Yeah, okay. A Nike face mask, and everybody will wear them. Annette, you believe that if the government want us to wear face masks, then they should supply them.
I agree totally, yes, absolutely.
Why? Because why should they?
Yeah, because if they want to make this mandatory, then they should be really supplying them.
Hang on. The wearing of a seatbelt in your car is mandatory. The government don't supply the seatbelts.
I know, but these are face masks. I mean, every other country supplies
them. No, that's not true, every other country supplies them. No, some countries have, but certainly not every country.
Yeah, well, Ireland should be, I believe, if we should be getting onto buses and we haven't got one on public transport, we should be supplying them. They should be there for us.
I'm in two minds over this. I bought one yesterday because I knew I was getting the bus today. No, I didn't in the end because it was lashing out of the heavens. But it was only €2 in it. It didn't break the bank.
Yeah, I know. I understand. And I have my own masks. But if people aren't wearing them this morning, if they were there on the bus, then they would take one.
So hang on. You're getting on the bus and
you haven't got one yet. You should be wearing
What? The bus driver has a stash of them?
Yeah, well, there should be a box there supplied, yes. If people are on the buses told to wear them, then they should be supplied if they haven't got one.
Yeah, I'm in two minds over whether that's right. Like I said,
well, it's the way to get people to wear them too.
Okay, you just don't bother getting one, and you arrive at the bus, and the bus driver just hands you one.
Well, I'm sure people would take advantage of it. Yes.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have a bit of personal responsibility here.
True.
Do we not?
Yes, we do. Yes,
Do you wear one?
I do, definitely. And I have them with me. But like going to a shopping centre sometimes and I haven't got a bag and I have to pay for a bag, you know, that's what I have to do. But with a mask, and if I have to buy one, I'll buy one. Even if I have to buy one on the bus, once they're there, I wouldn't mind. But if they were free, everybody would wear them.
Okay, so hand them out for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much indeed, Annette. Let's find out how it works in Spain. And John is an Irishman living in Alicante in Spain. John, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
We're hearing, as you could hear, John, very mixed messages here. It's mandatory to wear face coverings on public transport today, but nobody's bothering. What's it like in Spain?
Oh, yeah, you have to wear them everywhere you go. Well, if you're going for a walk, it's okay, but if you're going on the bus in the shops, everyone has to wear them, and somebody is standing at the shops telling you, if you don't have one, you're turned away.
Okay, so it is being enforced there. So if I rock up to the bus in Alicante and I'm hopping on the bus and I've no face mask, is the bus driver going to give me a free one?
No.
No? Okay, grand. Yeah, that answers that.
Well, at force, they were giving it out to over 60s or 65.
Right.
At force.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And then after that, you have to buy your own. They sell them in every shop.
And in terms of, so you're saying going into shopping centres, the security guard on the front door will stop you going into the shopping centre?
Yeah, there's somebody standing at every shop. So if you don't have one, you're turned away.
You're turned away.
The other day. Yeah, he told them that he couldn't come in because he has no mask.
So is it a case then that everybody is now wearing them? Everyone is playing ball?
Yeah, you have to wear them. Even going into markets, everything. It's fully, they want to control.
Okay,
so
now have
it's only normal.
Have you? That's what I was about to say. It has become normal.
Like, if you don't wear them, there's a problem. Why are you not wearing them? You want to spread it? And holiday makers are starting to come. Some of them aren't wearing it. I see you. I say to her, look, they're not wearing it. What's going on? Like, they have to wear them.
Okay, so what has happened in Spain is the exact opposite of what we're dealing with here. In Spain, you stand out from the crowd if you don't have one on. Is that right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. You're in the shop because everyone is wearing them, and in markets, open markets, everyone has to wear them. And even when you're going into the market and shops, it's sanitizers and gloves.
So anybody planning to head to Spain on their holidays, be warned, you have to wear them.
Yeah. So,
just out of curiosity, John, many tourists knocking around Alicante?
There's a few, yeah, but I think they see somebody else not wearing them, so they're not wearing them.
Okay, so the ones that aren't wearing them seem to be the tourists.
Something like that, yeah. I've seen a few times. So it's up to them.
Okay, so the point being, because it's been enforced, it's become the new normal.
Yeah, in Spain they said you have to wear them.
Okay,
in shops.
Do you mind wearing one?
No, I'm wearing them in the heat, and it's killing us.
Yeah.
I have to step outside the shop to open her up and go, oh. And put it back on and walk back in.
Right. But it's just what you've learned to have to do.
Yeah. I'm wearing them from day one, and the kids and everything. We all have to wear them. So,
all right. So you can feel life starting to get back to some normality there, can you?
A little bit. But a lot of businesses are still closed.
Are they?
Yeah. So
closed because there's no business for them, or closed because they've
probably
gone out of business?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them.
That's awful to hear. All right. All right, John, I appreciate you taking our call. Thanks very much indeed.
Yeah,
John is in Alicante in Spain, and it is the norm over there, and you don't get into shops, you don't get onto buses if you don't have one on. I asked about taxi drivers, and Andreas, what's the situation with you and customers and so on?
Well, for the life of me, I can't wear a mask comfortably. I wear glasses, so every time I breathe, I tend to get fogged up. I do have a screen in the car.
Okay.
I'm possibly out of, I'd imagine, 2 or 3% of my customers will get into the car with a mask on.
2 or 3%?
Possibly. But sure, look, this was the topic of conversation with the first passenger this morning. Do taxi men and passengers need to wear masks? Because we haven't got a proper directive yet ourselves.
Okay. And what is your understanding?
My understanding is we probably will have to ask people to wear a mask. I don't feel comfortable with it. Like I said, I have a screen in the car anyway. I keep my car particularly clean. I'm a little bit OCD about my car anyway. At the
okay, but will you let anybody sit in the front of your car? No.
No, but you'd be surprised how many people do go for the front door without a mask.
And when that happens, you just say, no, would you sit in the back, please?
Well, what I do is, I keep my jacket and a bottle of water and some wipes on the seat to kind of deter them anyway. You know, the problem with us now, I'm obviously a four-seater taxi.
Hmm.
But from now on, I can only carry three people, naturally, because only three will go in the back. So I'm obviously going to lose a little bit of business.
Right, because, and do you feel safer with the screening? I'm curious, actually, to know if there are many taxis. I've seen some, but not all, with the screen dividing front from back in the car. But obviously the idea behind that is that nobody sits in the front and you're protected from them. Do you feel a little bit safer?
I do, but I remember a while back there was a recommendation that all taxis should have these screened, not for the COVID, but to stop taxi men getting attacked.
Robbed and whatever,
I completely oppose that because I don't think Dublin is that kind of city and it gives out the wrong impression to tourists if we have to be boxed into our own taxis.
Right, but now you are boxed into your own taxi.
Unfortunately.
Did you do this out of choice or did you do this for your own safety or what was the reason you got the screen in?
Okay, so we work alongside very different radio companies and there's a lot of people now insisting taxi and screen. So when they're putting in the book and they only want a taxi with a screen. So from a business perspective as well, it serves me well to have the screen in.
Okay, very good. So this has become a necessity. But one of the concerns with taxis, okay, so you're protected in that you have the screen. But for passengers in the back of the taxi, do you see a situation where you're going to have to say, I'm sorry, you can't get in without a face mask?
A lot of people will actually ask, do you want me to put a face mask on?
Okay.
Now, the fact that I have a screen, I say, no, look, you're okay. You know, look, I, when I say this now, I'm no conspiracy theorist and I have no medical insight, but I stopped working on the 16th of March. I'm assuming that a lot of us were exposed to it long before the lockdown, especially as a taxi driver.
The lads out of the airport and stuff like that.
We had tourists come in. The weekend when that rugby match was going ahead, we were carrying people back from Cheltenham, there's a word.
And Italian tourists around Dublin and all that.
And, you know, just our own as well. So we're probably exposed 100 times over.
Okay, so you're back to work, Andreas.
Just started
today.
And the first thing I noticed, talking to this girl in the back of the car, the Lewis passes by going up to Tala, you know, the driven out Tala one. And there was, we counted about 11 people, 12 people on board. Only one of them had a face mask on anyway.
And that's the point of the conversation today, even though it's mandatory from today. Would you like, just finally, Andreas, would you like taxis to be included in that mandatory wearing of face coverings?
I think it will be, Adrian, because we are technically a public service vehicle and we have like closer contact to our customers. Not like a bus driver, obviously, you'd be further away from the customers. We definitely don't have 2 meters social distancing. We barely scrape the 1 meter from customer to driver.
Hmm.
So I imagine, A, it's going to be compulsory to have a screen, and B, I would imagine we'll be included in the face mask where a driver and passenger must have a face mask.
And you'd be happy enough with that, because obviously one of the concerns is if somebody's sitting in the back of your taxi and they happen to have the virus and they don't have a face mask on, they could leave their droplets for the next person coming along to catch it.
You constantly have to. Now, in fairness, again, I work alongside Free now, and I don't want to kind of toot their bell or whatever you call it, but they gave us so much stuff. They gave us hand sanitizers, gloves, sprays for the back of the car.
Mm.
So we can keep it very, very clean, actually.
All right, very good. Yeah. That's good to hear. Yeah. How's biz?
I've only started. I would imagine for a while it's going to be a false economy anyway, Adrian, till it all opens up again, until all other drivers come back out.
Interesting times ahead. Thanks, Andreas, for taking our call.
There
you go. That's what it's like in the taxi business at the moment. Charles sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
Hey, 98FM, I've just drove by a bus there and there was 4 passengers downstairs and everyone was wearing a mask. But then when I grew up as far as the bus driver, he had no mask. Can you answer the question? Do they have to wear masks as well? Thanks, bye.
It hasn't really been clarified, but I should imagine if they don't, the reason they don't is they're protected behind the Perspex screen, just like the till assistant in your local supermarket doesn't have to have one on because he or she is generally behind a Perspex screen, I think. Stephen sent me this message.
No, I'm just getting told you. My name is Stephen. But the thing is, the sign about the mask being mandatory and people haven't got them getting onto the bus and they're not allowed on the bus, they are allowed onto the bus by different drivers. The buses do all sorts of advertising on the, as long as an advertisement on the sides of the buses, and the front of the bus, and the backs of the buses, can you not put an advertisement onto the front of the bus, something like, no mask, no journey? We got to make it compulsory. Just put something that was on the bus, on the front of the bus or something, that people say when it comes, or people see them going around the areas with these signs on them saying, no masks, no journey. So you have to start something out properly. I won't even get into the airplanes. That's a load of crap that is now. But anyway, that's just my comment on it.
All right, Stephen, thanks very much indeed. And let's squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Emma.
I agree with that lady. I think if they want us to wear them, they should give them to us. Like, how can... Not everyone can afford to get face masks. I mean, a lot of places have them very expensive, like some places don't. But again, you know, that extra €2 a week does make a difference to a lot of people. Also, I think the buses and places like that where they tell you have to wear them, they should have them provided, like, on the bus. Because, like, a lot of the time people go out and they don't even think of bringing one. Like, I'd never think of bringing one with me. So I think they should have, like, a backup supply or something that you can just buy on the bus if they're going to force you to buy them. But I think that they should be given to every household for free. Like, even just one reusable one, because, like, they do add up.
I know you're possibly right, Emma, and it might have been more productive for the government to send out free face masks to every household yesterday rather than including in every single newspaper yesterday that yellow leaflet telling us all the stuff that we know already. Did you see that thing? What an absolute waste of money. We all know the social etiquette and everything else that we have to do. It would have made much more productive sense to, rather than including a booklet, which must have cost a fortune to print, they could have included a face mask.
98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.